Hallo und herzlich willkommen. Mein Name ist Tim Sänger und ich begrüße dich zu einer neuen Folge des Investor Stories Podcast. Erfahre von anderen Investoren, wie sie gestartet sind und welche Erfahrungen sie auf ihrem bisherigen Weg gemacht haben. Lass dich von ihren Geschichten, Strategien und Vorgehen inspirieren und schreibe deine eigene Investor Story. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Investor Stories Podcast und heute sind wir mal wieder in einer englischen Folge unterwegs und deswegen werde ich jetzt gleich auf Englisch wechseln und zwar haben wir den Chief Product Officer von Monefit und Credit Star hier heute zu Gast. And that's Cash. Cash, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining. You're currently a Chief Product Officer at Credit Star and with that also for Monefit. Yeah, maybe to just get it directly into it, can you share some words about yourself and what you do there?
Sure. My name is Kash. I'm the Chief Product Officer at the Credit Star Group. At the group, I take care of product design, marketing, risk, and operations across both the brands, Credit Star and Monefit, across both the product line, including lending and investments. Before we jump into Credit Star, just to give you a little bit of context about my background. So I have started building product for nearly 24, 25 years now. Back in those days where I got really excited with coding, I'm talking about 97, 98. Then one thing led to another, I found myself quite interested in actually solving problem rather than coding itself. And that's how I got into the whole product side of the things. Then I started building product for small and medium-sized businesses. I went through quite a few different industries from airline to travel to government to insurance to banking to trading. I mean, a lot of it. I mean, in last 10 to 15 years, my focus has been consumer finance, mainly because I found there is so much we could do in terms of building innovative products and solutions that allows people to manage their money in a most effective way. So when I say managing money in a most effective way, it doesn't mean by investing, but it includes everything in terms of how do you think about borrowing, how do you think about the protection, how do you think about investing, growing wealth, pension. So it's the whole package around that. And with the group, I came across this opportunity 3.5 years back when I caught up with Aral, our founder and CEO of the group. And I found something really interesting in terms of the positioning of the business in the European market. And then I thought, you know what, I think there is something really cool we could do together. And that's how I started with the group. But yeah, my experience span across 24 years, I have been into major banks like JP Morgan, Barclays, UBS, Bank of America. I built quite a few payments businesses, sold to MasterCards. Yeah, I've done a lot.
Yeah, a lot of different experiences. And I heard also that you invest into startups and probably also in some other assets. Maybe before we jump into Credit Star, could you share some insights with us about what your kind of investment strategy is and maybe also how you invest yourself?
Sure, absolutely. So I think it's a quite interesting story. So back in 2015 and 17, in those days, I was quite happy building products. And there was an opportunity came along my way to join the group. But because I could not join and I looked at the product, and I was really, really interested. And that's how I started investing into that payments business and then eventually become a non-executive director as well. And one thing led to another. Through word of mouth, you know, I started getting a lot of inquiries about the investments into new fascinating products. And that's how it continued. So I'm not actively looking, but I do get like at least 3 or 4 a week investment opportunities. So I invest into variety of products. It doesn't need to be consumer finance, but something that really excites me in terms of, is it something that I would do personally? And is there a value? Is it adding value in terms of the whole ecosystem? What problem are they solving? Do I like the founder? And obviously, I go through all the numbers. So yeah, it's a typical mini VC type modeling that I carry out But generally, you know, after I look at the product and if I genuinely believe in the product and the founder, I would go for it.
So basically using the knowledge you acquired through all your jobs and inside the fintech and payment industry so that you can like double down on what you think would work out in the market and whatnot.
Yeah, most of my investment also comes with the advisory. So one of the reason I guess people come to me for investment is to get my advisory time as well. I think that's been really helpful. And I had a chat with quite a few founders who I invested in the past, and they really value my time instead of money, if you know what I mean, right? So yeah. I do spend time with all these founders, you know, look at their strategy, their product, and I see what I can do and I help them.
Very cool, very cool. Do you also invest in other assets aside startups? Like do you do lending or stocks or real estate or just to get a rough overview?
So my investment in general, actually I've got like a different sort of strategies. I've got like a core and satellite strategy. So my core investment is always going to be in either fixed income product like Monifit Smart Saver, index funds, and then I keep some portfolio into real estate as well. And in my satellite, I do try to experiment quite a lot. So quite some time I have been experimenting with the crypto. I do a lot of AI projects as well, investment-wise. And I do at times the debt investment as well. But as a principle, what I've started doing in the last 5 years, so every investment I make is based upon a goal. So for example, yeah, I've got kids and they go to private school. So I've got like school fees to cover. So I don't look at my regular income to pay for that. I think about an investment that would generate a return to pay for that specific need, if you like. Let's say if you are planning to buy a house and I know that I'm going to need some funds in 2 years' time. So I think about to deploy a capital that will help me generate a return to achieve that goal. So I think that's been quite useful in a way that I constantly build up my rainy day funds as well and build my portfolio for the later stage in the life.
Makes total sense. And that's what you can do quite well with Monifit too, to do basically this asset liability matching where you know you will need to pay something in 1 year, but you want some interest until that, and you put it aside on an interest bucket on a vault for 1 year, but we might get later to that. So yeah, thanks for letting us have some insights in your strategy. And maybe it's now a good time to go over to Credit Star, which is basically the total group that also is responsible for Monifit. So maybe you can give us some insight on what actually the business of Credit Star is and how it developed. And yeah.
Sure. So Credit Star Group started back in 2006 in Estonia. And the whole purpose of that group in the beginning was to give the consumer lending for unsecured. So we started the business giving out money to people in Estonia. And one thing led to another. We got the product market fit in Estonia and we started growing in other markets like Finland. We started growing in Spain. And today, as a group, we offer consumer lending in 8 different markets. Now, over the years, we innovated a lot. So we got like 2 different types of lending products. We have installment loan and we have a credit line. Under 2 different brands, Monifit and Credit Star. Now, back in 2022, we also saw an amazing opportunity to get into investment stroke wealth side of the things, if you like, because our ultimate vision is and a mission is to actually help people live the best financial life. That means it's not just about the borrowing, but it also includes investment, growing your wealth, and eventually, you know, all the other asset classes that we would like to include in the portfolio. So as a group, we got around 1.4 million customers that we serve till date. We are 18 years old business, profitable, and we have been, you know, doing the lending for like nearly 18 years now. So we have innovated a lot in terms of, you know, how we think about the lending into different markets. We got a lot of insights. So that is helping us, you know, build these new products and services over the years.
Very cool. Is it like evenly distributed across all those countries where you're active in, or is like a few countries make a bigger part of the portfolio?
No, I think few countries definitely make the bigger part of the portfolio. Estonia, Finland, Poland, Spain, still our top markets where we get a lot of demand for our products. That doesn't mean that the rest of the markets are quite low. You know, we have very good traction in other markets as well. It's one of those, you know, we definitely want to grow. There is a great demand for all the 8 markets. It's just a question of how do we deploy your resources and, you know, start growing one at a time.
Sure, because every country is different, but you can take a lot of learnings from the countries where you're already quite sizable and put that to use when you are expanding.
Absolutely. So this is one of the advantages that we have. Because we have been doing this for a long time, all the learnings that we had from Estonia, we took that to Finland. All the learning that we had between these two markets, we took that to the third market, and vice versa. So this allows us to actually move fast in terms of bringing innovation to the market. And, you know, if we have built something that is really working well with the consumers in Finland, we definitely can straight away deploy that and test it out in other markets as well. So that's definitely been very useful for us.
Cool. And also something that you can do across markets is now something you pull now under the Monofit Smart Saver brand, so to say. Which would lead to the question of how the retail investor can profit from the success of Credit Star Group.
I think for the retail investor, so by the way, we also offer corporate bonds. These are invitation only. These are not publicly listed. But once a year, we offer these corporate bonds to our high net worth individuals, and the retail definitely can take part in that.
So you can reach out then to you and ask for that to participate, or how would you get access to that?
So they can definitely contact us, and then we can, you know, communicate with them with all the details. And if they are interested, they will definitely take part in that.
Cool.
Now, in terms of the retail investor, so back in 2022, November, we saw an opportunity to go into the P2P marketplace in terms of the investment product. And we saw there was a great demand for investor wanting to have a fixed income product. Now, back in those days, typical P2P investment was you would go to the platforms like Mintos, Pandora, and you as an investor, you have to pick the lender, you have to pick the loans, you have to deploy the money, you have to assess all the risk, you have to, you know, do a lot of settings, and then you have to monitor them. And me looking at the market research with the team, we decided that we're going to cut all of that and we're going to make completely self-driving money experience. So this is how it all started. We did a quick test back in 22, and then we found that people were actually quite interested, because if you think about today, on your mobile phone, if you're investing in a stock, you got quite a few apps. You know, you go to like a Bloomberg. It's a very complex and overwhelming experience for everyday investor, if you like. If you are a pro investor and if you want to really go into the detail, for sure it makes sense. But this is not for everyone, right? Now, so this was the beginning of the Monofit Smart Saver. We built the product, we test it out, and we thought, can we build a product which gives the fixed return without worrying about all this underlying management or configuration? So we started the product, and then we got some pretty good traction. So the product is very simple. The investor could open an account in minutes. They can get started as low as 10 euro. They can even put money through the card, which is quite instant. And as soon as you put money into Monofit account, Monofit Smart Saver account, the money will start earning interest straight away. So just to give you an example, it's like your bank account or your savings deposit, but it's an investment product underlying, if you like. So there is nothing to do from an investment point of view. You just put in money and it starts earning interest. So it gives you return starting from 7.5% all the way goes up to 10.52% APY. And when you want to get the money back, You know, it has a 10-day, you know, lag. So we keep that to maintain the reserves and the liquidity on the platform, and you get your money back. So it's very easy access. And if you want to earn a higher return, you could definitely go into what we introduced last year, a concept called Vault, which is like your typical fixed deposit kind of experience. So you are like, you know, putting your money for anywhere from 6 months to 24 months. And depending on the duration that you want to put your money in, you get different returns. So the product is very simple, and it is by design. So we could have added lots of other bells and whistles, but we decided to keep it super simple, which is actually one of the unique selling point of the product.
Yeah, because not everyone wants to get into the nitty-gritty of choosing individual loans and so on. So this is really a really nice product if you just don't want to hassle, but have your funds available at a certain point in time, but still receive an interest rate that is higher on your normal savings accounts. But maybe it's important also to stress that you are not a bank, right? So the money is not guaranteed.
Absolutely. So there is a certain level of risk. It's an investment product, so it carries the, you know, the capital at the risk, right? Because ultimately the money gets deployed into the lending assets, in the lending portfolio. So there is definitely a risk. But just to give you a little bit of context, till date, we processed in excess of 23,000 withdrawals. Every withdrawal on time, 100%.
Yeah. That is, of course, really important, especially if you kind of want to plan with the money, also with the vault concept, like this, what you and I earlier mentioned with this asset liability matching. Of course, I come from the insurance industry. This is quite a familiar concept for me. But maybe to just give an example, because I also really like to do it myself, is when I know, okay, because ski trips get quite expensive if you book them short term. We, in my friends group, we book the ski trip 1 year in advance. And so we know we need to pay a certain amount, maybe 5,000 euros for our group next year in February. And then I can, because I know it's maybe 1 year until then, I put down a vault for 1 year, put the money in, and then I get it interest carried until that point in time. Or if I just want to have a flexible reserve, maybe to deposit and then later use, I can do this, basically kind of current account using without using the vault if I want to have it at hand in the 10 days notice period that you mentioned.
Yeah. So just to add a couple of more bits around that. So when we launched the product, we only had one plain vanilla main account kind of experience, right? Where you put the money in and you get like 7.5% APY. And after 6 months, I think after a year, when we started talking to all the investors, a lot of the investors from Germany, we learned that these investors are quite happy with the product. They're quite happy with the returns and they are not withdrawing money from the platform. And we said, you know what we could do potentially? We can, if they are prepared to put the money aside for a certain duration, so that means it also helps us to, you know, deploy that fund to the longer term lending products for us. We could potentially carve out a better interest rate. This is how the vault got introduced. Another insight was a lot of investors like yourself, you know, as you said, they came to us and they said, we are using Monofit Smart Saver because I've got a holiday plan for next year. Somebody might have a need to buy a holiday home in Spain. Somebody's getting married, right? So they are saving for the wedding. Somebody is saving for their kids' education because their kids are going to university in 2 years' time. So all these investors are actually saving for the goals. So we thought, can we create like a product structure where it allows them to save for a specific purpose? And at the same time, it gives you a better return. So this is how the vault got introduced. And I think today I've got like more than, I would say, 45% of our investor base are using vault.
Okay, yeah, that's quite an amount. But it also, of course, helps you with predictability of the money. from a structural point, of course, it's an investment product, not like a banking account with guarantee and so on. But how is it structured at the end? Is it like that I get into a kind of lending contract with Monefit, or what kind of like structure is it like legally?
So legally, you are buying a claim that are from this lending transactions that that we are issuing or you have issued. So because your money gets deployed into different fractions, so you are not necessarily investing into a single loan, but we spread the money across different loans in all these markets. So that's the beauty about this product. And we take care of all of that. So for example, if you want to invest today on other P2P platform, you have to pick one loan and you can put a little bit of money onto that and you go on to pick another loan. We automate all of that behind the scene. So you are technically, you know, buying a claim of that.
Is it then that I'm basically pro rata diversified like the Credit Star Group? So I basically own a bit of everything from every country and from every kind of product if I use the general account? Or is it like that you're free to choose basically to allocate that money maybe to Spain or a mix of Spain and Finland? Or is it not really related that you can't compare it like that?
You unfortunately, you cannot compare like that because you as an investor, you can't choose it. But behind the scene, we have got a sophisticated algorithm that decides, okay, so I've got Tim coming in. He's putting in 10,000 euro in Monefit Smart Saver. This is how his money gets spread according to different portfolio across different markets. Sometimes the money gets loaded into like 50% into one loan. Sometimes you get only a portion of that, but your money gets diversified across different loan behind the scene.
From a risk perspective, are you then only like correlating to that one loan if you would go into this extreme case, so to say? Or is it still that it's like backed by the risk of the whole and group, basically from the solvency perspective of Monefit?
I think because you are buying a claim for individual loans that you are participated into, it will be backed by individual loans, if you like. But it is also backed by the buyback guarantee from the group point of view. But one of the advantage that we have is because your money gets diversified into different loans, it allows us to keep the reserves and surplus, and that's how we have managed to solve all the withdrawals. So it is possible that some underlying loans may go upside down, if you like, they go default, but the proportion is so manageable because the risk is diversified. We can really manage that from the investor's point of view.
From this dedicated reserve, is that like, do you put an emphasis on transparency to like show the whole portfolio and like the group financials and also how big the reserve is? Or is it strategy to do that only in the backup and basically don't put that to the investor?
So we as a Credit Star Group, we are fully regulated in all the markets that we operate. We are fully audited. So we give our annual audited reports to everyone. So everybody can see our loan portfolio, the performance of those loans, and how we are doing in each of these markets. When it comes to keeping the reserve for Smart Saver, at this point in time, we are not disclosing that in the report because, you know, it keeps changing and it's a dynamic figure because we have to keep the reserve. For example, when we launched the product, we had a certain number that we kept aside just in case if there is a lot of demand for the withdrawals and if the loans are not performing well or if we can't diversify it behind the scene. But now that we are into operation for 2 years, it's reasonably mature that we know exactly how much money we need to keep it into reserve. And we also take a lot of other factors, not only from the quality of the loans that we are investing into, but also on the macroeconomic factors, if you like.
So you're increasing the reserve now when markets get a little bit more volatile, just to make sure that maybe people are start withdrawing a little bit more cash than usual.
It's a really good point. And we have all experienced this week, isn't it, with the tariff situation. But wood touch, we did not experience that. We probably would have experienced around 3 to 4% increase in the withdrawal ratio, if you like, in terms of the number of withdrawals people are requesting. But this is because over the years, we built the brand and reputation that people can trust. And just to give you an idea, because I'm sure your audience is aware of what's going on in the market nowadays, you know, inflation, rising interest rate, and now the tariff tension between US, China, and Europe. So just to give you an idea, if you have invested 5,000 euro a year ago in S&P 500, your portfolio would have gone down by minus 4.73%. In NASDAQ, it would have gone down by 5.5%. In CAC 40, 12.5%. Even FTSE and stock Euro 600 are slightly down. And guess what? The US 1-year Treasury bill, which considered as one of the US benchmark for the safe haven, right? That only returned 5%. Compare that with Monifit Smart Saver. If you put that 5,000 into Monifit Smart Saver, it would have given you 10.52% return without any drama, without you doing anything in terms of managing actively about your portfolio or reshuffling or rebalancing your books, if you like. So that's really, really the power that we bring into the investors.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting asset, especially if you mix it with different asset classes, although you, of course, can't really compare it to a government bond because it's essentially a different kind of risk that you're assuming. But of course, you get also rewarded for that risk in a much higher interest rate.
Yeah. So I was going to actually add one very important point onto that, that I'm not saying that one should always look at P2P as like that 100% investment strategy, but you should diversify your portfolio. Definitely, you should have something around ETF, something around stock, something around, you know, precious metal, if you like, something around bonds. And there has to be a core component of fixed income products. And I think P2P definitely, you know, hit the mark quite well.
Indeed, indeed. I think so too. And I've put my money to work, so I'm kind of incentivized. But I hope that goes well, and that leads me to my last questions, because I think we've already covered a lot. From which amount can you start investing at Monifit?
You can start as low as 10 euro. So the process is very simple. You go to monifit.com, and you can go to monifit.com/smartsaver. You sign up to the Smart Saver process. It's very simple. You can sign up in 2 minutes. And as soon as you sign up, you can add money through your credit card, debit card, or bank transfer. And you only need 10 euro.
Easy going. Yeah, then that makes it quite affordable for a lot of people to try. Although, of course, if you sign up, you get a nice welcome bonus. So it might be also quite interesting to deposit a larger amount if you like. But inform yourself. There are a lot of infos on the website. And as Cash said, you can look also on the Credit Star financials of the whole group, because essentially that's basically your kind of counterparty at the end. So do you find the link to Monifit in the show notes, or you just go on investor-stories.de/Monifit? Anything to add from your side, Cash?
I've got a couple of things that I'd like to add. So in terms of the returns that we generated so far for our investors, so we generated in excess of 5 million for our investors till date. Our portfolio is growing 9% week on week. 75% of our investors, they come back again and reinvest, as in add more money into their books, if you like. A new investment is made every 12 minutes, and every 20, 25 minutes, a new vault get created. So there is a huge demand, and people are really getting interested in our product. I mean, if you look at the Trustpilot, we got in excess of 500 reviews, 4.6 star. That's probably the highest in the P2P alternative finance category in Europe. So if anybody has any questions, please check out our reviews, you know, read about our websites, talk to us. Our customer service is always on call. So, you know, you can reach out to us anytime and we'll be happy to help your investors.
Very cool. Thanks a lot, Cash.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day and cheers.
Thanks, bye.
Das war's auch schon wieder mit dieser Podcast-Folge. Ich danke dir ganz herzlich fürs Zuhören. Wenn dir der Podcast gefallen hat, würde ich mich sehr freuen, wenn du ihn mit einer Bewertung auf iTunes unterstützt. Außerdem möchte ich dich gerne dazu einladen, der Investor Stories Community auf Facebook beizutreten. Hier hast du einen Austausch mit gleichgesinnten und professionellen Investoren, die selber ihren Weg in die Freiheit der Finanzen gegangen sind. Und von ihnen kannst du lernen oder auch selber andere Leute bereichern. Und zudem ist dort Feedback zum Podcast immer willkommen. Um ganz schnell dorthin zu gelangen, kannst du auch einfach investor-stories.de/community eingeben. Ich freue mich, wenn du auch beim nächsten Mal wieder dabei bist. In diesem Sinne, alles Gute, dein Tim.